From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. From teenagers strumming guitars in their bedrooms to studio executives in Hollywood, a lot of people are trying to figure out how to make money from online videos. The video sharing site Vimeo introduced a new feature yesterday with time-tested history in the real world. NPR's Laura Seidel reports on its virtual tip jar.
Vimeo thinks it's offering the online version of what I did this morning on my way to work.
Would you like it for here to go?
To go. I don't have to tip, but I come to this coffee shop a lot, so I reach in my pocket and I drop a little money in the tip jar. I'm not alone.
Thanks.
Barista John Whalen says they do really well on tips here, but for an artist on the street, it could be a different story. On the corner of 4th and Market Street in San Francisco, there's this three-piece band playing for this afternoon's commuters. Brian Compton is playing a worn electric bass with rainbow-colored strings. He's been a musician for 20 years.
How often do we get a tip?
What percentage of people do you think actually, like...
Less than 0.1, probably.
But if Compton took a video of this performance and put it on Vimeo, Kerry Trainer, the company's CEO, says he might do better.
There's a lot more people on Vimeo than there are on your average street, you know, across the USA, so...
Now, if someone watches a video and likes it, there's a button labeled Tip Jar. Hit the button, and you can pay anywhere from 99 cents to 500 bucks if you like the video. This isn't the first time someone has tried to get tips online, and Trainer says people are more open to it now. Like, think about how popular Kickstarter is, where people contribute to artists who are trying to finish a project.
That relationship of directly connecting and supporting with a creator is something that we really feel like has just caught a lot of steam on the internet.
The much larger video site, YouTube, lets artists make money by running ads along with their work. YouTube has over 800 million unique visitors a month versus Vimeo's 17 million. But Vimeo's always been a little classier. From its beginning, it was geared more towards professionals. But taking it back to the street, musician Brian Compton is skeptical about the virtual tip jar.
You're not connecting directly with the customers. You're going through some web designer and some corporate whatever to get to them to get to you, whether it's a penny or a dollar.
And Vimeo is taking a 15% cut.
How much do you usually make?
Enough for dinner.
At a good restaurant?
It's food. It's just food. It's regular food.
Though for artists who only make video, there's no option to play on the street. So a few of them might be able to do their equivalent of singing for their supper online. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.